For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
We did announce some more Artie Award nominations, and I think that's the lot.
Right.
And they look good. What a great theater scene we used to have.
You're absolutely right. I mean, every category is so darn competitive. Looking at the list, I'm glad I didn't have to pick a winner, just had to vote for...
three favorites.
Yeah.
So they are out. They're up on the website. You can have a look at them. And these people will get to enjoy the benefit of being Artie nominees, recognizing their excellent accomplishments in theater in Buffalo, in acting or design or directing. They will be nominees for quite some time. And so in the...
And what will that avail them? They'll get a better seat at Sardi's. Oh, wait.
Well, I'm looking around. I went to the press conference, go-to press conference. Boy, how quickly this metaphor becomes as if real. Shays is doing a bit with Christopher Jackson, who played George Washington in Hamilton on Broadway, and he is going to perform a concert live online. And this is actually being headed up out of Dallas, a performing arts center in Dallas, and I think something like 17 performing arts centers around the country, Shays being one of them. I went to the press conference, I clicked into the press conference, basically because I was curious to see who else was there, as a journalist from Boise, Idaho, someone from Tampa, people from Philadelphia, folks from Wisconsin. I think folks on this beat just desperate to have something to talk about, write about. And he's talking about, well, bringing back live concert. And I'm thinking, it's live in the way that television is live, that this is not a live concert. But certainly it's wonderful that he's available to do this. And it's very, very different. But that is what theaters around seem to be doing. The other one that popped up this week, which was a little different and interesting, the Broadway musical Diana, about Princess Diana, had only just started its previews. It had not yet officially opened. And the plug got pulled, along with everyone else. And they are going to Netflix. They are going to record it. They have satisfied Actors Equity in terms of the precaution, the safety of the performers. And they will perform Diana in an empty theater, and they will broadcast it on Netflix. That interests me. I've not gotten to see Diana. Almost no one has. Just sort of looking at that, is this the new way to develop musicals? And we'll see them on Netflix before we see them on Broadway or on tour.
Well, that doesn't sound like such a bad thing. I know last week you were talking about an excellent use of Zoom and play and musical development. So as you point out, if you get to see a musical, let's say Diana on Netflix, if it came live to Shays, people would still want to go because it would be a thrill. It's live theater. Netflix is Netflix. Live theater is still live theater.
Well, the interesting part of this is it's a new musical, and people who are very into musicals like to be first in to see them. I've frequently gone around the country. I saw Lion King in Minneapolis before it came to Broadway. Same thing with Victor Victoria. And not everything comes in. So sometimes seeing a musical on the road, it's your only shot to see it. I had seen The Kiss of the Spider Woman at SUNY Purchase when it was a totally different show. Before Cheetah of Rivera was involved at all, it was John Rubinstein in the role of Melina. And attention should be paid. Brent Carver, who originated the role finally on Broadway, died last week. I'd seen him in many performances at Stratford and doing readings in Toronto, and he'd been the original Melina. He'd also played the lead in Parade, the original Broadway production of Parade, but a major loss, Brent Carver. But back to the point I was making, had Spider-Woman not picked up, that would have been the only opportunity ever to see it. So these Netflix forays, well, you sure do save on travel and hotel.
You went to somewhere interesting to see Frozen, didn't you?
Denver. I saw Frozen before Broadway in Denver. I saw Thoroughly Modern Millie in La Jolla the week that the lead had been replaced. A different actress was playing Millie, and they had just put in, and I saw her second performance, I think, a complete unknown, aspiring actor. I wonder whatever happened to her, Sutton Foster. And we bumped into her in the parking lot after the performance, and Miss Foster, just saw you in the show. You're just wonderful. Oh, did you like it? Thank you. And of course, now.
Christopher Jackson, you can see his live stream tomorrow night, Saturday, August 15th at 8 o'clock. Go to the Shays website for details.
But you could also just tune into Musical Fair. Is that not so? Isn't Jeffrey Denman doing a show?
Absolutely. You do have to sign up and get quote-unquote tickets, virtual tickets. But it's a cabaret evening with Jeffrey Denman. It looks great. He's going to tell great stories of being in Cats, and the producers, how to succeed in business. A real insider.
And something I notice about Jeffrey, too, is when he has these experiences, he takes notes. Unlike most people who just, oh yeah, that happened. No, he remembers. He should be a fun evening with Jeffrey Denman. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.